It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already November 16th and 17th, depending on when you're listening to this. Where did October go and where did half of November go? And for my running friends, just a big shout out. Many of you participated last weekend in the SNUH 5K, the Penman 5K, and then a bunch of my running friends did the marathon, half marathon, and I opted into a 5K on Sunday, and my good pal, who I'm about to interview, mentioned to me that the Manchester Marathon this year had both a 5K and a half marathon, so I took the easy route out while my wife, Ellen, did the full marathon. So let's get right into our guest. Joining me, I'm sure you've figured it out, is Mike Ramshaw, who is the president and general manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Mike, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you've got a lot on your plate, including what we're about to talk about.
Yeah, Tom, thank you very much for having me once again.
Of course. And of course, next weekend is the Granite State Baseball Dinner. So we'll get into that just in momentarily, but just from historical context. So when I was a little boy, they used to have what was called the New Hampshire Baseball Dinner, and it was one of the longest running baseball dinners in the country. And I remember as a little boy listening to the, you know, how those events went. And so it went into hiatus for a while. And then of course, when the Hampshire Fisher Cats became a fixture in New Hampshire, they reinvigorated it, and we now call it the Granite State Baseball Dinner, and it's a tremendous success, and it raises money for Chad and a number of other causes. But so we'll get into that and how to buy tickets. It is, just for the quick listening audience, it is Saturday, November 23rd from 5 to 9 p.m. It's at the Doubletree by Hilton in downtown Manchester, and the website for which you can buy the tickets is nhfishercats.com. But Mike, let's talk about the season. I know it's never ending. I'm in your offices a lot, and I see the whiteboard. There's constant planning, and of course, there are two things. There's success in the baseball operation standing, which really what people don't understand, or maybe they do, is that you don't have a lot of control over the players that appear on the field, but you do have a lot of control and do a spectacular job in terms of the in-between innings entertainment, the cleanliness of the park, et cetera. So tell us how you felt the season went, and the sumo wrestles were back, the oral health challenge was there, the reading challenge was there, the fireworks. So if you look at it from the entertainment perspective and the things in your control, how did you think it went for you?
We were very excited with how, you know, the season panned for us off the field. On the field, as you mentioned, really can't control that. And you know what? Our expectations may have been a little high given the previous year winning the championship. Well, who doesn't want to go back-to-back? But you know what? We don't control that. We just make the best of what we have, and that's entertaining and providing a quality experience and a safe environment for our fans at Delta Dental Stadium. So we really, we were happy with the results. For those that made it out to the ballpark this year, you know, we put in a brand new 1,850 square foot video board, which really changed the game from the fans' perspective. You know, our previous video board was about 384 square feet. So this one's almost five times the size of the original video board. So it brought the show to another level. And what do I mean by that? You know, we were able to be high definition. We had actual replay instead of making replay work with the tools that we have. We have redid the production booth, redid the video board. As you referenced, the sumos, you know, Bubba Blue and Rowdy Red, that rivalry continues and carries on. We're actually using that to promote the baseball dinner that we're here to talk about today as well. But it's all about keeping the fans entertained and trying to take that feedback from not only our staff but our fans to continue to raise that bar. I mentioned year over year that, you know, you really can't stay stagnant. You have to think, what can you do different to keep people engaged and wanting to come back to the ballpark? So it's creating different partnerships and different themes and promotions for people to come out and enjoy and have a good time and love, you know, enjoy America's pastime.
And there's a lot of playing that goes into it. Also, talk about, I know I saw a lot of people enjoying it this year, the dinner on deck. Tell us about that.
So that's something that we talked about prior to the season starting, but we didn't actually get to roll it out until about mid-July. And basically what we did is it's what we're finding in minor league baseball and sports in general, it's all about experiences. So we try to find an area that's underutilized and how can we turn that into an experience for a fan. So there's an area that we had called the Camera Well located just behind home plate. And it's actually closer. We measured it. You're closer to the catcher than the pitcher is to the action. So we put some tables down there, four top tables. It's an all-you-can-eat and all-you-can-drink experience. You have your own private server. You know, it's $250, $240 per person or per table. So you get four chairs per table. And it really is a cool experience because you're right on top of the action. You see the ball movement. You get a nice variety of menu items and draft beverages and bottled soda or canned soda, bottled water. There's a lot of different options. And it's something that, you know, the experience of everyone that came out the second half of the year, you know, some of the references were, you know, Manchester's best kept secret. It's just something that, you know, when people are down there, they're looking, what is that? How do I get down there? And we encourage people to visit the website at nhfishercats.com.
Excellent. You know, and I was looking down on it from our suite when it appeared suddenly in July. I said, Oh my God, this is a creative way of getting, you know, close to the action. So I congratulate you on that. You're also creative when it comes to other events at Delta Dental Stadium. So tell us how the Nitro Circus event went.
Boy, was that an experience. That was our largest. We actually broke the record for our largest single attendance event at Delta Dental Stadium. We had over 10,000 people come out to the ballpark. For those that aren't familiar with Nitro Circus, it's kind of a combo of an X Games. It was started by Travis Pastrana. They're ramps and jumps, and they're using things ranging from scooters to bikes to ATVs to dirt bikes to couches and chairs and coolers and whatever they can get their hands on to do these great jumps, and some of them are four stories high, the ramps are, really was a different event at the ballpark from one that we've ever done. It was nice to see a different demographic than we normally would see at the ballpark. Because for us, our goal is to do more special events and community and outside events to bring people to the ballpark so we can showcase what we have to offer for the state. So having something like Nitro Circus and getting over 10,000 people out to the ballpark to witness that was definitely a goal that we try to replicate year over year. I don't know how we're going to replicate this, but we're definitely working
somehow
hard to figure it out.
Somehow, every year you outdo yourself. So on the baseball field itself, I mean, like I said, last year we were kind of like the Red Sox winning the World Series. We were kind of spoiled, and I just remember, you know, that championship game, and Art and I were together and seeing it on the field. It was something, and again, a big thank you. I got to get one of the rings that you gave the players. It was awesome. This year, you know, you had Santiago stealing home to end the game in the 10th inning, so that was pretty cool. But the other thing is a lot of the players we saw last year, you know, Guerrero, Bichette, and Biggio, we now see them in the major leagues. So I think that's one of the things we want to emphasize is the players that flow through, whether they're on the Fisher Cats or on the opposing team. You'll likely see, you know, a handful of those as soon as, if not that season, you know, the following season. In the old days, you went double A to triple A to the major leagues, but now the triple A's are kind of used for people on the way down or rehab and things like that. So oftentimes, you'll see a double A player in Manchester, New Hampshire at Delta Dental Stadium, and then in September, there'll be a major league call up or certainly playing the next year. So we were blessed 2 years ago having, you know, Bichette and Biggio and Guerrero, and now we see them on the Blue Jays.
It was impressive to see the second part of, you know, as we were getting to the fall, I would say more than half of the Toronto Blue Jays roster were former Fisher Cats players over the past 2 years. We had 10, it was either 10 or 11 guys this year alone, albeit they didn't do great on the field. You know, we had 10 or 11 guys actually get the call up to the big leagues this year. So once again, it's showing that New Hampshire is providing the Blue Jays farm system or the major league club with some great talent.
It's incredible. And you're such a great corporate partner, too. In September, we were able to use Delta Dental Stadium to put on a softball game, a celebrity softball game for the Campaign for Legal Services, which raises money for civil legal aid, which is very important in terms of justice for all. So thank you, Mike, for that. And so upcoming, of course, is the Granite State Baseball Dinner. It's Saturday, November 23rd from 5 to 9. Tickets are $80, which is part of the donation total. You can get those going on the website, nhfishercats.com. HitchcockMoore.com. The primary beneficiary is Children's Hospital at Dartmouth Hitchcock Moore, informally known as CHAD, and also the Fisher Cats Foundation, which gives out college scholarships. So, Mike, tell us, since this was rejuvenated back in 2007, how much has the dinner generated in dollars for these charities?
So since 2007, we've generated over $1.75 million.
Wow.
You know, for the Children's Hospital of Dartmouth and the Fisher Cats Foundation. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't say that we couldn't do it without the help and support of the Ted Williams Museum and Foundation, helping us get the talent up here year over year. They're tremendous partners. They see the vision in supporting the local charities here. And just a kudos and a shout out to them.
So am I going to see Mr. McCarthy again?
You certainly will.
Oh, good. I love seeing him. And also, and Mike will echo this, the baseball dinner course, a lot of it is, you know, Stephanie and Mike and the great staff, you know, and team at the Fisher Cats. But there's also a steering committee of a number of business leaders that get together regularly. And so the season is still going on, and we get the email from Stephanie saying, well, our first meeting. And you have to do that because in addition to the ticket sales, the $80, getting corporations like Delta Dental, but many others to do a sponsorship is critical, you know, to, you know, meeting our goal for, you know, for CHAD and the scholarship. So that's a great process. I actually enjoy seeing people, you know, like George every year. It's great. So thanks for leading that. So this year the theme has a Red Sox-Yankee rivalry theme, and we after the break we can get into the celebrities like Wade Boggs and Goose Gossage who are coming. But who thought of that? And I think it's great. I know I can't wait.
So we've been thinking about this for a while, not necessarily this theme, but as far as changing the baseball dinner or the format of it to make it a little bit different, more engaging, keep fans entertained, less of the Q&A and more of a storytelling type of a theme. And talking with Dave McCarthy and George about what they're doing down in Florida, you know, they talked about doing, they did something previously with Pete Rose and said, hey, what if we do a Yankees-Red Sox rivalry? He said, it sounds great. And then we started planning it out. So we're excited to change the format and make it more like you're on the Tonight Show, if you will. There'll be couches and chairs up there. It's a more relaxed and videos and the players talking to the videos of the rivalry between the two teams.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio and the president and CEO of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, Mike Ramshar, general manager, is joining me this weekend, November 16th and 17th. Again, big shout out to my running friends for participating in the New Hampshire Marathon or Half Marathon or what Mike and I did, the 5K. All of those races, though, went to count towards the Delta Dental Points Chase, which is a series of races put on by Millennium Running, which really starts with a race in Bedford early in the year. And when all is said and done, you have about close to 25 races. And every time you participate, you get points in the Delta Dental Points Chase. And so, Mike, I know I've seen you at most, if not all, the races. So how have you enjoyed that experience?
It's been phenomenal. And I appreciate your support through every single race that I've done this year. I've done 11 of them now. By the end of the year, I'll have 13.
Nice.
So I always look forward to getting my email
with your mileage
days after with my mileage and where I'm at in the points chase to see how I'm shaping up against
it. Perfect. And
else.
I know you've already earned the gift. So,
I did.
So congratulations.
I did. Thank you.
And Mike's done great with you know, his wellness, and I'm thinking how time flies because, you know, pretty soon, right? You know, the week after the baseball dinner, we have the race on Thanksgiving Day at Delta Dental Stadium. And last year I ran that, quote unquote, ran that with four broken ribs.
That's dedication.
because I'm at the point now I'm running. I still run as often as I've always have, but just way slower. So the only way I can kind of participate in sort of my age group is to actually, you know, make all the races. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody at Delta Dental Stadium on Thursday, November 28th, for the Millennium Running. Now, the prior weekend, of course, is the Grand State Baseball Dinner, and that's on Saturday, November 23rd, and that's at the DoubleTree by Hilton in downtown Manchester. Tickets are $80, nhfishercats.com. There are several corporate sponsors. The money goes to CHAD, as mentioned, in the Fisher Cats Foundation. So Mike explained how they they really wanted to refresh the entertainment and in terms of make it more informal with the Q&A, but also kind of have a Red Sox Yankees rivalry. So I do know because I saw my pal Rico Petrocelli at the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation Golf Tournament. He's coming, and my other pal Louis Tiant will be there. But tell us who else will be coming there. I've already kind of tipped the audience off. You have Bucky Dent, but tell us who else will be joining us this year.
As you've already mentioned, we've got Wade Boggs coming back again, Goose Gossage and Bucky Dent. My understanding, it's the first time they've been up to New Hampshire for an event, so we're excited to have them. For a second year in a row now, Orlando Cabrera, who won the 2004 World Series with the Red Sox, has stepped up to help us again. The fan favorite, Chris Carpenter, you know, he's such a tremendous human being to help us out, and Chad, year over year with the different events that he does with the batting practice and helping us out with the Grand Estate Baseball Dinner. So he'll be there. Rico Petrocelli, Louis Tiant, Spaceman Bill Lee is back from, he was there last year. He's coming back again. And then Bob Stanley, former Red Sox pitcher and also former Fisher Cats coach.
Exactly. And people don't realize what a great relief pitcher Bob Stanley was. He had it for a while. He had several Red Sox records. And in those days, relief pitchers pitched three or four innings. It wasn't kind of the one inning thing, which started when you know, Eckersley started that with the Oakland Athletics. But Stanley used to come in and maybe pitch sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth. He also had what was kind of known as a rubber arm. He could also, you know, start games. So it's always interesting to talk to Bob. Even more interesting, I suppose, talking to Bill Spaceman Lee, who, yes, is a spaceman, but he had three consecutive years when he won 17 games. So he was actually, in his earned run average, career earned run average is in the threes. He actually was a really good pitcher. And unfortunately, in the seventh game of the 75 World Series, threw up kind of a lollipop curveball that Tony Perez hit out. But nevertheless, the Red Sox, you know, participated in that seven-game World Series. And, of course, Louis Tiant is Louis. 1968, had one of the incredibly low earn run averages along with Denny McClain. Chris Carpenter, as you mentioned, always there for you. Obviously a great human being, and from a professional baseball perspective, he won the 2005 Cy Young Award. Orlando Cabrera is really interesting because he was the shortstop. You may remember, Mike, but in 2004, they kind of had to shake things up. You know, they traded Nomar Garciaparra. They got Cabrera and a Mankiewicz, the first baseman, and it kind of really solidified the defense. And so Cabrera came through defensively, but also had a good hitting year the last half of the season. And I think one of the mistakes the Red Sox made after 2004 was letting him go and signing Edgar Renteria. So I always say that to Orlando when I see him, and he appreciates that. And then, of course, Bucky Dent, and I groaned when I said it before commercial break. He hit, I was just out of college in 1978, just starting my career at John Hancock Insurance. And in those days, the games were in the afternoon, so the company actually let everybody go home early to watch the game. So I'm arriving home. The Red Sox have a lead. And then Mike Torres, there was a delay because Bucky Dent had hit the ball off his foot. So there was a delay. And even at a young age, I was thinking, he's not warming up, meaning Mike Torres. And sure enough, when he gets, they call the action back into play, next pitch, Bucky Dent hits a three-run home run and the game's lost. And of course, Goose Gossage, a 2008 Hall of Famer, he won two World Series, you know, with the Red Sox. He was another relief pitcher that did not just pitch one inning. I mean, he pitched the four innings. So even though his, compared to some of the statistics now, he doesn't have nearly as many saves as the current relief pitcher stars. But he was unbelievable, through 100 miles an hour when that was rare. And then, of course, Wade Boggs, 2005 Hall of Famer and a member of the 3000 Hit Club. So you have managed, Mike, to get a pretty cool list there. So I'm trying to energize the audience here, but I mean, besides it being a good cause and, you know, raising money, you know, for Chad and scholarships, I mean, that's quite a good lineup.
Yeah, and above and beyond that, Tom, you know, Stephanie's done a great job reaching out to our corporate partners and getting silent auction items. You know, so there'll be a wide array, as usual, of silent auction items, from restaurant certificates, tickets to special events. We've got private batting practice with Chris Carpenter that we do that always is a draw every year. Autographed football from Dante Hightower, New England Patriots. And then breaking news, just got from the Toronto Blue Jays, we got an autographed Vlad Jr. bat that we'll be auctioning off as well. So it'll be nice seeing the success.
And it's really well done, the silent auction. You can come. Everybody, by the way, everybody will get an autograph if you want it. There's never, it looks like the lines can sometimes appear long, but by the time we sit down for dinner, I mean, everybody's happy. Everybody has had their autograph, but you can also browse the silent auction area, and there's always some really cool things. So, again, it's Saturday, November 23rd. I don't want to sound like I'm hyping this, but tickets are, we're closing down there. So if you're listening to this, I would go on the Fisher Cats website, nhfishercats.com, and buy a ticket so you're not shut out. And again, it's what a combination. You get to meet all of these celebrity Red Sox and Yankee Hall of Famers, but also raising money for Chad and the Fisher Cats Foundation. And Mike, what else? I get to give out the...
I was going to say, did you want to announce that now?
Well, I think this is a tease, radio tease, Mike. So what we're alluding to is... we've established, through a help of way back, one of my colleagues at Delta Dental, a gentleman by the name of Fred Finney, and Mike and Mike's predecessor, we established what we call the Gold Crown Award, which is kind of a combination of a player who exemplifies positivity both on the field and off the field. And it's been interesting because many of the Gold Crown winners over the past decade, people like Anthony Goes, have made the major league. So to me, it's been a great combination, it seems to me that the player is always so appreciative. So they get they get about $1,000 from us, and they appear on the Gold Crown trophy. So Mike, I think this is a radio tease, because if people want to know who won it this year, they're going to have to come to the baseball dinner.
Yeah, they definitely have to come visit us that night.
Perfect, perfect. So let's talk about you now. So I know that you've had a great career at the Fisher Cats, working with ownership. You're always clear about this. You weren't necessarily a baseball fan per se, but you kind of see the whole picture now. So tell us your career path.
Yeah, I'm a people person. That's why I do what I do. Football's my passion. But I fell in love with
And congratulations on your son's team at Londonderry.
Thank you.
Undefeated
very
team.
Excited.
That's awesome.
I got both two boys on the team, so it's very exciting.
I'm sure. My God.
It's all about hard work. You know, when I left my career with Nestle, working for Poland Springwater, I'm somebody that likes to take risks and not live life through regrets. And I said, I'm going to give myself 2 years at this and see what happens. And, here I am 13 years later. Never in a million years did I think I'd be running the baseball team, but just really fell in love with the community and the partnership, helping businesses grow, being a part of something really special within the community. And it really comes through hard work and dedication, I think. And that's the message that we give to, our staff, to our ambassador program, which are interns that come in year over year. And as we're doing interviews to schools, it's just about hard work pays off. You put in the work, stay true to yourself, you'll get rewarded for it.
Absolutely. And I've had the opportunity to meet with the interns. And it's a great process that the Fisher Cats go to select these interns. And it does, it stems from the top leadership, ownership, Art Solomon and Mike. But you go to that ballpark and it's pristine. And part of that is because if there's a piece of paper, on the hallway, Mike is picking it up. If the bathrooms aren't quite clean, that gets taken care of right away. So that empathy for what, the golden rule, you can see it exuding with the Fisher Cats staff. And I often get asked that question, what's the secret to Delta Dental success? And it is, hard work and paying attention to detail and the people part of it.
Yeah.
So you've done a great job. The Fisher Cats is a great partnership with Delta Dental. It's given us the Oral Health Challenge, and it's given us an opportunity to spread the message. And other companies, the Reading Challenge and the Fire Atlas Fireworks and so forth, have had those opportunities as well. So thank you, Mike. I will see you both at the foot race on Thanksgiving Day and, of course, at the dinner. I hope I see everybody there again Saturday, November 23rd from 5 to 9, Doubletree by Hilton at Manchester downtown, $80, nhfishercats.com. Mike Ramshaw, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Tom, thank you very much.